On this Christmas Day, I want us just to very briefly reflect on one question. The question is, what has been your priority over this Christmas season? Perhaps you pride yourself at being an excellent cook, in which case your priority may be to make sure that today's meal is just right, every element of it perfect for your guests to enjoy a wonderful meal. Maybe you consider yourself as someone who's particularly good at being a gift giver, and so your priority this Christmas season is to make sure that you get that perfect gift for that special person, to see the delight in their faces. They open up and say, "This is exactly the kind of present that I wanted." Or maybe decoration is something that you pride yourself in, and so your priority has been to make sure that your home just announces the Christmas season with lights and banners and tinsel and baubles and all of the various things that we do to light up our homes at Christmas time. Or maybe your priority this Christmas season has been people. And so you've spent your time making sure that you manage to fit in all of your friends and all of your family, and you've gone out and you've visited and you've invited people over, and so you've made sure that you've seen everyone. Maybe you have a different priority, I don't know. But we all have things that we would say are our priorities, and so they often dictate what we do with ourselves. And it's true as well for this Christmas time, our priorities set out what we do. But the question for us this morning is, what is the right priority for us to have? The Christmas story is one which I'm sure we're very, very familiar with. And throughout that story, although we only read part of it this morning, we see the priorities of the different characters. We saw the priority of Joseph, who wanted to do the right thing by Mary, but through the intervention of an angel, married her and then took her off to Bethlehem. Mary's priority, we know in other parts of the Christmas story, is to nurse and to care for her child. In fact, at one stage, all of the things that happened to Mary and Joseph, the Bible says that Mary treasured those things, and so her priority was to look after her child. Indeed, the priority of Joseph to get Mary to Bethlehem and to look after her, that was all part of God's plan to fulfill the Old Testament prophecies about Jesus. And then the story continues. We have the episode with the shepherds in the field, and the shepherds are doing their work, they're minding their own business, and the angel appears and says to them, "A Savior has been born in the town of Bethlehem. Go and find him and worship him." And so the shepherds leave their sheep and they get up and they go and they find Mary and Joseph and they find the baby Jesus and they do bow down and worship. And so the priority for the shepherds was to go and to find that child. And it's important we realize just how costly that decision could have been for the shepherds. Their job was to look after the sheep. It was to tend to the flock, and so by abandoning their post and going and finding this child, if anything had happened to the sheep, it would have come out of their wages. If a sheep had been lost or stolen or killed, they would have been liable. So they put their very livelihood, they put their work in danger because they placed such a high priority on finding that baby and worshipping him as the Savior of the world. And then even further into the Christmas story, into that episode with the three wise men, or at least we think there were three because there were only three gifts. The truth is, we don't know. We don't know how many wise men there were. We don't know where they came from. All we know is that these strangers from the east turn up with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, and they give these as a sign of their worship to this child of Jesus. And again, it's important that we realize just how much of a cost it was to the wise men to travel in the way that they did. Because when you want to travel long distances in the time of Jesus, you can't just hop on a boat or a plane. You can't just, you know, make sure you've got enough fuel in the car and go. No, journeys in Jesus' time took months to achieve. And you often had to do them on foot. If you were particularly well off, you might have donkeys or camels that could carry your stuff and could carry you. But very often, people had to travel on foot. And traveling in that fashion put you at great risk because there were bandits who might attack you and steal the things that you're carrying. As you're journeying, you've got no guarantee of having enough food or water. You could run out. You could starve. You might even catch an illness. You could die from traveling in Jesus' time. And so for the wise men to commit themselves, having seen that star, having understood what it meant about the baby that had been born, they put themselves at great risk. But that's because they placed finding that baby, Jesus, as a high priority of theirs. It was their highest priority to find him, to give the gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And so they went. Great personal risk, but they still went to find him. They did this because, as the angel said to Joseph, the baby that would be born, Jesus that would be born, would save his people from their sin. And he would be known as Emmanuel, which means God is with us. And so the shepherds and the wise men understood something of that. They understood that Jesus had come to save people from their sin. They understood that he represented God being with us. And therefore, it was right for them to make him their highest priority, to go and find him, to worship him, to give their gifts to him. And so the challenge for us this Christmas time is to ask ourselves, what is our priority? Would we be willing to prioritize Jesus in the way that the shepherds and the wise men did? And this whole idea of what is our priority has been on my mind for a couple of weeks now, because I've seen something, mainly through social media, that I have to confess has really disturbed me. There are churches this morning who are not open. There are churches who have chosen not to meet today because it's Christmas Day. They've cancelled services of worship. Now, I'm sure they have good reason for that. And I'm sure it was not a decision that was taken lightly. But for me personally, I cannot think of a better way to celebrate the birth of Jesus, who represents God being with us, than to gather with the Lord's people on the Lord's Day, which is the old Presbyterian way of talking about a Sunday. Today is the Lord's Day. It's not our day, it's the Lord's Day. And so it has bothered me that there are Christian fellowships who have chosen not to meet on a Sunday. Because today is the Lord's Day. Even more so because we remember the birth of Jesus Christ. God is with us. Now, I appreciate that for some of you, you may be feeling a bit disappointed because this is not necessarily the hopeful message that you'd expected to hear on Christmas Day on this Sunday morning. But there is hope in this message because, as we have heard, the one whom we celebrate this day is the one who has taken away our sin. He is the one who has come to each one of us and said, I am with you, and through me God is with you, and he will always be with you. That's the hope that we can take away from this. But it is because Jesus represents God being with us that it is so important that we reflect on and think about where our priorities lie in life. Because if Jesus is God with us, then he deserves the highest priority in our lives. He deserves that place where we will give up, as the shepherds did, their work to go and worship him. He deserves, as the wise men did, for people to travel often great distances and at great personal cost just to worship him. I do not believe that it is a big ask for the Lord's people to come together on the Lord's Day for a short time to worship him on Christmas Day. Others obviously have felt differently. But I want to encourage you today, as you go to do whatever it is you are going to do, whatever people you meet, whatever meals you share in today, know that God is with you. And he is with you because he was born in that stable all those years ago. He lived the life of a human being in Jesus Christ. He died a death to take away our sin. He rose again as a sign to each one of us that we have all been reconciled to God. And because of that reconciliation, God must become our highest priority. And so may God bless you and be with you this day as you share in the joy, at least I hope the joy, that is Christmas Day.